More Vermonters are installing solar panels in their homes and businesses. Net metering allows utility customers to feed excess energy back to the electric grid and subtract the amount of energy from their net metered bill. To encourage development of renewable power, the Vermont legislature has mandated that utilities accept net metering up to 4% of their peak demand. But on Tuesday, the Washington Electric Cooperative became the second small utility in the state to limit net metering systems after exceeding the cap. Co-op Board President Barry Bernstein says it has invested more than $20 million into renewable energy generation, including hydro and wind, creating a primarily non-fossil fuel energy production portfolio. Bernstein explains that the cooperative has supported net metering, but is currently at 6%, or 2%, above the state cap.
Since the end of 2012, our amount of net metering has increased by 50% already. From 2011 to 2012, it increased 100%. We're still taking any net metering that's 5 kW or below. We've been supportive of it. We just think until the rules get clear on what's supposed to happen past the cap, we needed to just slow things down for us a bit.
Renewable Energy Vermont Executive Director Gabrielle Stebbins cites reports that show Vermont is now 11th in the nation per capita in the creation of jobs in the solar industry. While Washington Electric is a small utility, she feels its decision has broad repercussions.
It's important because it sets a certain stage and a dynamic for where Vermont as an entire state may or may not go in terms of allowing Vermonters to net meter and produce their own power on their homes.
All Vermonters have the right to go solar, have the right to generate their own power from renewable electricity.
Vermont Public Interest Research Group Clean Energy Advocate Ben Walsh.
What we need to do is raise or eliminate the cap. Frankly, we need to be moving faster towards solar, not more slowly, and that's why we were so disappointed that Washington Electric has decided to put the brakes on solar in their territory, and other utilities, Vermont Electric Co-op in particular, has actually decided to entirely stop their customers from going solar. That's just absolutely the wrong direction to be going as a state.
Vermont Natural Resources Council Energy Program Director Johanna Miller says the state legislature needs to find a long-term solution that excludes arbitrary caps on net metering systems.
Solar has not been deployed as much as we need it to be, and this is not the time to be putting the brakes on that kind of power. Utilities like WEC have been making clear that there needs to be some sort of solution.
Hardwick Electric stopped accepting new net metering customers in June. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.